Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Plenty aggressive, at least in spirit. I don't know if that deal exists, neither do they. But you got to start there, man. You have to start there. Like, there is no, and by the way, I'm beyond confident that they will. There is zero parts of Joe Lacob that are going into this offseason like, I just think we should save some money. Like, that cannot be their first thought. I'm sure the apron and the tax and all of that is very much a part of their thinking. They've all admitted it. But there's no way that their starting point is lacking aggression. They're going to try to be good. And I don't think that that's crazy. I do not think that that's off the table at all.
Well, I don't know if it's off the table, but it's probably on the corner of the table or the side of the table, because when you get into repeater tax penalties, and we'll ask Bobby Marks about that, NBA cap expert coming up here in about 45 minutes, and he'll remind us what those penalties are. And they involve, you know, the loss of draft picks down the road. And they involve a lot more of a punitive measure than maybe we all think about. And so, yes, you want to continue to be good and compete, but to just blindly go above the second apron again,
to be blindly.
The 10 seed,
yeah, no,
is foolhardy. And I don't think that Joe Lacob is going to do that. And when you look at a year, you take a year and you get below that threshold, then you can avoid some of those penalties in the future. And then maybe in 2 years, in Steph's last year, in Draymond's second to last year, maybe then you can be more aggressive after you've gotten out of the repeater penalty.
Yeah, I just think that that Joe Lacob has shown us something over and over and over again, which is that he does not want to spend a lot of money unless you present something to him that looks like competition, and then he will. So I don't,
that has netted championships, and now it's netting a 10 seed. So I wonder, right, when you...
So you're going to present something
when
else
you go
to
Susan Powder and you stop the insanity.
No, but you're not going to present him the same thing. Nobody would ask him to go spend $400 million again for this group, but he might spend on another group.
Right.
What if the group looks different? Like, I guess that's all I'm really saying. When people, oh, well, how can they get better? By getting different players. And I find it funny that people don't think that that's possible. Of course that's possible. The Warriors have been monitoring that for 2 years. 3 months ago, half of you believed that they almost got LeBron James. And today, they just can't find anybody new? Of course they can. And never forget that in the NBA, when you've got a great player who decides it's time to move on, or a team that looks at that player and says, this ain't it, we got to go a different direction, you'd be shocked sometimes what the deal looks like. You can't play player for player in the NBA. It never works. When Anthony Davis went to the Lakers, who went in return? You all remember Brandon Ingram. Give me the rest of the deal. Brandon Ingram is not Anthony Davis. And most of you, you won't even remember who else.
I think one of the Balls was involved. Lonzo Ball was in that deal.
Well, that worked out.
Yeah.
Barely played a game since. Yeah, Grandy? I was
Josh Hart was also in that
Josh
deal.
Hart. This is a bunch of so what? Brandon Ingram. Now the Pelicans are considering moving on from Brandon Ingram.
Julius Randle is in that deal.
Julius Randle.
Good call.
Who is now on a different team, and they don't like him anymore. So, like, my point in saying that is, when you go, oh, Minnesota's not going to give you Karl Anthony Towns for that. They might. They might. They want picks. They want assets.
But you think they've soured on Karl Anthony Towns?
I think that their playoff run this year is going to be real interesting. It better go really well.
I mean, he's a guy making, what, $45 million? He's a guy making the max.
It better go really, really well.
Yeah, I don't see that the Warriors would be a team that would be able to take on that contract. Joe Lacob's going to take on Karl Anthony Towns and have a payroll of $225 million.
And you're sending that amount of money out also, or more.
Right.
So it's not hard.
You're going to send out Wiggins and Draymond? Wiggins and Clay?
The hardest thing to imagine is Wiggins going to the Timberwolves. That's actually the problem there.
I don't
know. I believe me. Like, let's say Chris Paul, that option got picked up, and then there was Moody and Pajemski and 2 first-round draft picks. Like, I'm just spitballing, hucking stuff all over the place. But the point is,
I know you are.
Is those assets, that's what teams are looking for when they are rebooting. Utah's not going to send Lauri Markkanen out and get a new budding 26-year-old star. That's not how NBA trades work. You're just going to get assets. You're going to get stuff. You're going to get a big bucket of stuff.
Yeah.
That may or may not turn into something. And the Warriors have a bucket of stuff. They can send you a bucket of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of first-round picks that are going to be in the 20s as opposed to another team who might be able to give you picks that are going to be in the lottery.
It's funny that you think that the Warriors' picks are going to be in the 20s in one breath, and in the next breath you don't think they can be any good.
If you're going to get Lauri Markkanen, if I'm Utah and I'm sending my best player to Golden State, a team that has been in the playoffs pretty often, not 3 of the last 5 years, but a team that's shown a track record, and I'm thinking about what first-round picks I'm going to get back, I'm less likely to send my best player to a team that is going for it than I am to a team that's probably not going to be going for it.
If Utah thought Lauri Markkanen was such a perfect, you're definitely going to be good with Lauri Markkanen, they might go, I wonder why we're the 13 seed every year. We have Lauri Markkanen. So these other teams' belief is not really necessarily going to be about, oh, God, if we send the Warriors this guy, the Warriors are going to be great. You've said it. I've said it. We've all said it. People aren't afraid of the Warriors anymore. There is no, like, oh, God, that's going to be the 28th pick in the draft. Not necessarily. I mean, it's a lottery team right now.
Yeah, yeah.
How about it? Like, that's something I haven't heard come out of anyone's mouth yet. They're a lottery team right now.
But likely picking 14th. So lottery, and you know, the lottery, the top of the lottery is different than the bottom of the lottery. And if you're the Warriors and you're thinking about next year's lottery, I know next year's draft is a lot better than this year's draft. So I think if you're the Warriors, you'd be as willing to take a year and maybe swallow it and know that you have your first round pick next year and look at next year as a chance to maybe rebuild as opposed to this year.
Listen, again, in no way, shape, or form am I sitting here telling you, oh, easy peasy. Just, you know, make phone calls and get another star, and let's do this again next year. All I'm saying is it is possible, and that is where I believe their heads are at. I believe that that's what they are thinking as a starting point. You can't make too many calls yet. You certainly can't call Minnesota. They haven't even started the playoffs yet. But, like, I absolutely believe that there are a handful of much younger, productive NBA players that the Warriors have been monitoring for a couple.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Years now, along with everybody else. You know, Steve said it to us yesterday. For those that caught this one, he said, it surprises me every year the trades that go down in the NBA. This is going to be their starting point. I don't know if they're going to be able to get it done. But they'll try, and if something excites Joe Lacob, you think he'll pay? I do.
I wonder, because, you know, you've paid the last 2 years, and it's gotten you next to nothing. You've paid this year, you paid $380 million, and you're the 10 seed. So
last year was something. Wasn't.
Last year was not what he wanted.
No.
Last year was, you know, one playoff series win, and then, you know, you were the 6th seed, and, you know, you paid, I don't even know what the total was with the tax, but you paid about the same, and so you run it back this year, and you pay $380, and you don't even get into the playoff series, so I wonder, and he's not the only owner, by the way. He's the CEO of a group of owners. I wonder when they say enough is enough about paying $380 million to be a 10 seed.
Might be this year. But again, that's why I look at it as a staircase. You start with my kind of golden goose scenario. If that deal's not there, then yes, you start going down. And could it lead to a spot where the Warriors go, let's just start highlighting younger people and let's spend a whole lot less? Because we do need to build this thing back up a little bit. First of all, that would obviously be very disappointing to Steph Curry. But is that possible? Sure it is. Here's what Dunleavy said today about whether or not the finances would be big, small, or somewhere in between.
The financials will always come into it. It's part of the puzzle. I wouldn't say we're at a point now where we're saying we got to be out of the tax or we got to be under a certain apron or anything like that. We're going to look at everything. I think if you've got a team that you feel can contend for a championship, you do what it takes financially. So we'll look at everything. We'll balance it out. And it's hard to say right now in terms of what it's going to look like and all that, because this is April. This stuff goes into June and July, but you know how Joe is with his willingness to spend and compete, that I don't think there'll be any restrictions, but we'll also be prudent. I mean, to put a team out there that can't make the playoffs, like we spent $400 million this year, I wouldn't recommend that. So we'll figure it out, but I don't think we have anything set in stone in terms of parameters we got to live by.
Yes, I think that's what he's saying. Is Joe still willing to spend if this thing looks pretty sexy? I think so. If they can't pull off something sexy, then no. It's no different than the way we shop. Try something on. Look in the mirror. Does it look amazing? Let's spend a little more than I thought. Actually, this looks like crap. I can't breathe. I'm not spending on that.
Or it looks good and you look at the price tag and say, wow, I'm not going to spend that
maybe
on that.
Yeah, maybe.
And if I'm Minnesota and I'm looking at next year, I'm much more open to trading Rudy Gobert than I am Karl Anthony Towns.
Well,
and I know Rudy Gobert is not a player that you would want here in Golden State, and I wonder what team would want that.
I bring up Karl Anthony Towns not because he's the more desirable one. I bring him up because there have been league voices talking about this for weeks, if not months. Like, if Minnesota does not do really well in this playoff run, then I think that relationship may be ready to come to a close.
Yeah.
I don't think Gobert is part of the conversation. We'll go to the phones here in a sec. This is what Mike Dunleavy said on the idea of chasing a marquee player via trade.
The premise of getting better, that's what we got to look at for sure. So that'll be taken into consideration. We also got to be mindful of the player, who it is, the age of the player, The skill set of the player, it's all got to fit to be able to put the chips on the table to make a move. So those are the things we'll kind of look at and evaluate. But yeah, there's multiple ways to get better, and that's certainly one of them.
Okay, age and skill set. I got it. He needs to have a 2 in front of his age.
It'd be nice.
And he needs to have height. He needs to have a 10 or an 11 or a 0 or a 1 in the second part of his height.
Chris Paul's got that. He's got a 1.
Right. If he's got a 0 or a 1, it has to be paired with a 7.
Ah, gotcha.
If he's got a 10 or an 11, it's got to be paired with a 6.
Not a 5.
So I'm playing poker over here. I'm looking for certain things to fit with other cards.
Right.
Yeah. You got to be tall, and you got to be 20-something.
And you got to be good.
Yes.
And there are.
Well, obviously.
Well, and if you look at how many of those players there are out there.
It'd be amazing if he was like, we're looking for some bad players.
Well, JaVale McGee is a guy who would fit. And, you know,
yeah, that's cheap, so you can do that whenever you
there's
want.
There's a lot of big stiffs out there that you could bring in.
That's not a marquee player. He's talking about marquee players.
Right, and it's always funny to hear Mike Dunleavy and anybody, yourself included, talk about that, because a lot of times these players are players that teams like. Like Karl-Anthony Towns, I'd be surprised if Minnesota moved off him. And I know you've heard whispers from your league sources, and you've looked around the league. And, you know, if Minnesota's going to sour on Karl-Anthony Towns, then that's a Minnesota problem, because this is a 7-footer who's got some guard skills. He's averaging 22 a night for a team. It's a 3 seed, and you're just going to cast him out because...
Think about what you're saying, though.
You gave him a max contract, and now all of a sudden you got good, and you've got Edwards, and you've got Naz Reid, you've got the Cat. You've got a good team, and you're the 3 seed, and now you're just going to be done with them?
I'd argue if you wrote down on a list right now the top 30 players in the NBA, what percentage of them have moved teams within the last 2 or 3 years?
What percentage of those players, though, have moved when they're at their peak?
I mean...
Probably a lot fewer.
But no, not fewer. I mean, from Anthony Davis to Donovan Mitchell to Jimmy Butler to...
That's years ago, though, for these guys. Butler's been in Miami for 3 years.
Okay.
Donovan Mitchell's been in Cleveland for at least 2.
Kawhi Leonard and James Harden and, hell, I mean...
The older players there.
Kevin Durant and...
An older guy.
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we go on and on and on. Like,
give me players in their 20s. Like, Karl-Anthony Towns is 28. He's
Donovan
at the
Mitchell.
Peak of his
career.
We're
talking
career.
About marketing. Utah just did this with their best player already once.
And marketing's been on 3 teams.
Right.
In 6 years.
Yeah, but to my point.
But that's Utah. This is Minnesota,
right?
The 3 seed, and a team that's had the best year that they've had since Marbury and KD. And they're going to move off of them?
Let's see how the playoffs go, which is the premise. Let's see how it goes. Because if they don't do well in the playoffs this year, yeah, I could see them being pretty discouraged. It's not going to go better than this.
Well, and Anthony Edwards goes from 13.5 to 35.5 next year. He goes up.
The Warriors story that we're sitting here telling, all these teams have their story too. They've got their own aprons on.
Yeah.
You know, like they've all got a story. Hell, we talk about Giannis changing teams every damn 6 months.
Yet he's been on one team.
Right.
His whole career.
But people don't poo-poo it. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, Milwaukee poo-poos it, and they've never traded him.
Joel Embiid's name comes up all the time.
Another one-team guy.
Julius Randle's a 2-team guy, and it feels like his team wants to dump the hell out of him.
Wasn't he on New Orleans, too, for a time? Or no, he just got straight traded to New York.
No, well, Randle was. He was from the Lakers, and then in the AD trade, and then ended up in New York.
So 3-team guy.
Look at that.
Yeah.
These guys move addresses all the time. So to think that this offseason would be different, it won't. There's going to be some address changes now.
Sure,
You got to try to get in on that.
Well, and you want to get in on that as far as a young guy in his 20s,
yes.
6'9", 6'10", or above, highly skilled. And yes, if Karl-Anthony Towns is a guy who's available, do you have the assets needed to ship them out to Minnesota, players that Minnesota would want?
I'm not here to say that it's likely. I'll admit that it's unlikely, but that's our starting point.
Well, you got to take a swing.
That's what you try to do.
And we've got 2 months to talk about it, because free agency is not, unfortunately, we're done with basketball games, and now we're left with basketball ideas until July 1st.
You're not one of these guys that when the prom is coming, you look at all the ladies walking down the hall, and you're like, well, nah, she'd say no. Go ask.
Dude, shoot your shot was all
I
had.
That's all you got. That's all I had. Go ask.
Believe me, I struck out more times than Brandon Crawford in a Cardinal uniform.
Don't be falling in love while she's walking away. Go ask. If it doesn't work, all right. Now what? That's all I'm saying. I fully acknowledge the pickle that the Warriors are in. But you got to try. You got to see. We don't even know yet who's going to be available. You know, that's one of the things Dunleavy said. Like, it's April. That's the other thing. We're so conditioned to when the Warriors season ends. It's like, all right, let's talk about what you're doing. It's 2 weeks away. Now right. This time.
Or 4 days away.
It's 2 months away. So, I don't know, man. I definitely got the vibe off the last 2 days that the Warriors do not see themselves as not players in this market. I think they see themselves as players. Got to see who's available. Got it. Like, puzzle pieces all over the floor. Put it together. I don't even think they know if Klay Thompson fits. Their PR machine is just, oh, God, we want him back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course you do. You do. You want him back. But I don't know. At what price? At what role? Who else is on the team? All this stuff's got to go in a certain order. So I think it's possible. That's
of course it's
saying.
Possible.
It's possible that the Warriors are really good next year.
I think it's highly unlikely that they're really good next year. I think it's more likely that they return mostly intact and they are the same kind of ball club, 40-something wins and 8 to 11 seed, and that's just the way it goes.
Presented by Fremont Bank.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.